Brandette, Brandette. Last name is Havarti. That's Halavaty. Halavaty. Born 12/31/74. And today is 11/28. Chief complaint, cough, number one. Congestion, number two. Sore throat, number three. Abdominal pain, number four. History of nausea, number five. History of increased cholesterol, number six. History of thyroid issue, number seven. I'm gaining weight, number eight. I'm a patient is on hormonal patches for OB-GYN, number nine. history of a CLL. Under the watchful eyes of Millennium, M-I-L-L-I-N-I-U-M, oncology. Our patient is a 47-year-old woman who takes care of her grandchild at home during the day. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, period. In paragraph, looking at her chart, it's obvious that from the beginning of this year, she's gained 18 to 19 pounds that she's quite upset about. She's taking her thyroid and hormonal patch, hormone patch per OB-GYN. She recently had blood work done 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago and was told that her thyroid was within normal limits. Period. She's still seeing the oncologist for her chronic lymphocytic leukemia. White counts running around 30,000, but her lymphocytes counts are within normal limits. The oncologist wanted to recheck her abdominal ultrasound as well, period. In the paragraph, at one time, patient was referred for sleep apnea evaluation. She does have significant sleep apnea and was placed on CPAP. That actually doing much better at this time. Surgery, hysterectomy, totals. Medical problems, CLL, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, allergen or drug allergy, medication, mucinex, Flonase, level thyroxine, and some kind of cholesterol medicine. COVID immunization, up to date. family history, coronary artery disease, no colon cancer, positive diabetes, positive high blood pressure. Maintenance exam, colonoscopy is not due yet, but mammogram was done 2 weeks ago. Social, she does drink. She states about a six-pack or maybe more a week, but does not smoke. She last blood test in this office was in 2020, but once again she had had. She gets blood work from the oncologist and from her PCP, from her thyroid specialist on a regular basis, and was told 2 months ago her thyroid was within normal limits. Period. Today on exam, she's alert, she's awake, review of system as above, 219 pounds, 97%, 98, 18, 78, 148 over 68, heart positive, small positive, stood. Lungs, few bronchi, abdomen is soft, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, logical non-focal, lower extremity edema has resolved, skin shows no rash. Assessment number one, her abdominal ultrasound, which was done with history of CLL, has shown no changes from 2 years ago. Number two, sinusitis. Number three, pharyngitis. Number four, strep is negative. Number five, flu A, flu B are negative. Number six, continue with Mucinex and Flonase. Number seven, treat with rosefenegram, Decadron, 8 milligram plus Medrol dose pack, Augmentin, and Cortisporin Otic suspension. Next number, she knows to take the medication with food and yogurt. Next number, we talked about how to avoid diarrhea. Next number, sleep apnea. Next number, she's using her CPAP on a regular basis. Next number, colonoscopy is not due till next year. Next number, mammogram is up today. Next number, history of CLL. Next number, under care of specialist, Millennium Oncology. Next number, diet and exercise discussed. Next number, intermittent fasting discussed with patient. And she's going to start some sort of intermittent fasting and exercise on a regular basis. Let's see, what else should we talk about? That's really about it for today. Okay, thank you so much.